Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107, Sunday, Second Class, March 23rd, 2025, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of your word to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Romans 8, verse 9 sounds like this in corrected translation. However, you absolutely are not in the flesh, that is, under the control of the sin nature, but in the Spirit, assuming that the Spirit of God dwells in you, and He does in every church-age believer. But if anyone does not have the Spirit from Christ, this one, the unbeliever, does not belong to Him, does not belong to God. And this is the unbeliever. God, in creating man, God's magnificent plan, God's grace plan, in sending His Son from heaven to earth on that very first Christmas, the greatest miracle this world will ever know, the incarnation of the eternal Son of God on that very first Christmas. Why? To take on true humanity. Why did He have to take on true humanity? To go to the cross. Deity can't die. To go to a cross and pay the penalty for all the world's sins. The whole world's sins. Unlimited atonement. What does that demonstrate about God? It's not His desire for anyone to perish. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and believe in Jesus Christ. So, in order that that could happen, the sins of the whole world were poured out on Christ and judged in Jesus Christ once and for all. God, in His magnificent grace, would love to see every person in humanity believe in Christ for eternal salvation. But He gives us a free will. You're free to believe in Jesus Christ. You're free to reject. And you are responsible for your decisions. It's sad to say that there are people, and you know people, perhaps even members of your family, that have chosen from their free will not to believe in Jesus Christ. They're free to do so, but they're the product of their own decisions. You can't make anyone believe in Christ for eternal salvation. They're free to believe, they're free to reject. it does break your heart. And after you believe in Christ as your Savior, then you have a free will. You're free to assemble in a sound Bible teaching church or not to. And when you do assemble, you're free to believe the Word of God that's taught or not to. But you are the product of your own free will decisions. As far as God goes, God, first of all, paid the penalty for, Jesus Christ paid the penalty for the whole world. Because God would love to see everyone believe in Christ. And then, after that, what's God's plan for you when you do believe in Christ? God wants to bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. That's God's plan. Now, you're free to believe in God and His plan, and you can have the light go on and say, hey, I want to please the Lord. After all He did for me on the cross, I want to please Him. I want to please God. I want to glorify God. And I'm going to start making good decisions. God has the best plan of all. My plans suck. God has the best plans ever. And I am going to choose for God's plan for my life. He wants to bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. That's His plan. So here we have this very powerful verse. But if anyone does not have the Spirit from Christ, this one, the unbeliever, does not belong to God. The unbeliever has no personal relationship with the living and true God. Jesus Christ. The unbeliever has no fellowship with the living and true God, Jesus Christ. If anyone does not have the Spirit from Christ, God the Holy Spirit, he does not belong to Christ. A person cannot be related to Christ apart from the indwelling of God the Holy Spirit. In the church age, to have a personal relationship with the living and true God, one must be indwelt by God the Holy Spirit. And the only way that this can happen is for you to place your faith in Jesus Christ. Faith alone, in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. Now you have that under 5 points, but I stopped there. Point six. I know you thought you were short-sheeted, see? Point six. The indwelling of the Spirit occurs at the moment of salvation, the moment of faith in Jesus Christ. The indwelling of God the Holy Spirit occurs at the moment of salvation, the moment of faith in Jesus Christ. Faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. Seven. Like the baptism of the Spirit, the indwelling of the Spirit is a salvation blessing for the church age believer, the royal family of God. Like the baptism of the Spirit, the indwelling of God the Holy Spirit is a salvation blessing, one of the 40 salvation blessings God gives to us at the very moment of faith in Christ. It's a salvation blessing for the royal family of God, the church age believer. Eight, this verse implies that it is totally impossible for the unbeliever to live the unique spiritual life of the church age because he has no divine power. No indwelling Holy Spirit. All he has is a sin nature and energy of the flesh. So this verse implies that it is totally impossible for the unbeliever to live the unique spiritual life of the church age because he doesn't have any indwelling Holy Spirit. All he has is a sin nature, energy of the flesh. And the spiritual life is a supernatural way of life. It demands supernatural power to live it. And that supernatural power is provided by God, the Holy Spirit. 9. Therefore, anything the unbeliever can do or accomplish by the energy of the flesh, the sin nature, is not the spiritual life. It does not please God. It does not glorify God in any way. Therefore, anything the unbeliever can do or accomplish by his energy of the flesh, the sin nature, is not the spiritual life. It does not please God. It does not glorify God. Ten, the fact that the believer is indwelt, the church age believer is indwelt by the Holy Spirit as a base of operations for the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Spirit emphasizes the grace and power of God. The grace and power of God in our life. What a fantastic, God has given us His grace and His power. My grace is sufficient for you. He's given us the indwelling of the Spirit as the base of operations for the filling of the Spirit, which is the power to grow up and attain spiritual maturity. It's the power to fulfill the ultimate objective of why you're here. Do you know what that ultimate objective is? Why you're here? To have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. Where you have personal love for God the Father, which motivates impersonal love for all mankind, and occupation with Jesus Christ. You love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And when you have occupation with Jesus Christ, He makes Himself at home in your heart. And there you have, moment by moment, day by day, fellowship with the living and true God, Jesus Christ, because He's made Himself at home in your heart. Now, I view this as Jesus Christ in my soul has a chair that can kick back. And of course, since He's there, He's also provided some wine for Him and for me. The fireplace is going. I know we live in the desert, but I still like a fireplace anyway. Fireplace is going. And I enjoy Christ. I enjoy Him moment by moment. He is with me every single second of every day. Everything I do, everywhere I go, Jesus Christ is with me every single second of every day. In every adversity, in every bit of suffering, He is with me every second of every day. And the same for Randy. Randy had... He fulfilled the ultimate objective. He had virtue, love brought to completion in his heart. And Jesus Christ was with him in his heart every second that he went through his pancreatic cancer and all that was involved in it. Jesus Christ was with him every second of every day. And that's dying grace. That's dying grace. That God has for the winner believer. Dying grace. The best. Now, you have a choice as to how you're going to die. You can make good decisions to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ. You can make good decisions to advance to maturity and have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. And if you do that, you will please God to the maximum and you will glorify God to the maximum. And Jesus Christ will be at home in your life. You have the choice. You can die in grace. Or you can make bad decisions to be out of fellowship with God. You can make bad decisions to live in Satan's cosmic system. You can make bad decisions to operate by your sin nature. And if you do that and you stay there, you'll die the sin unto death. So it's up to you. You can die in grace. The most phenomenal blessing in dying grace. Jesus Christ at home in your heart, with you every single second of all that you go through, and undeserved suffering for blessing, which is the best of the best of greater grace blessings. Only the winner believer gets undeserved suffering for blessing. The loser believer gets punitive suffering, warning discipline, intensive discipline, dying discipline. But the winner believer gets undeserved suffering for blessing. And he lives that dying phase by the grace and power of God. And I hope all of you, I hope every one of you, when it comes time for the dying phase of your life, that you go through that dying phase by the grace and power of God. That's what God has for you. That is the best of the best as far as blessing goes. So the fact that the believer is indwelt by the God the Holy Spirit as the base of operations for the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Spirit emphasizes the grace and power of God, so that you can attain spiritual maturity, have virtue love brought to completion in your heart, and please God to the maximum. We're here to please God to the maximum in the short time while we're here. Please God to the maximum. Glorify God to the maximum. 11. The Holy Spirit is given to the royal family of God in the church age with great expectation. The Holy Spirit is given to the royal family of God in the church age with great expectation. God gives us that indwelling of the Spirit of God so that we can be empowered by the Spirit of God, filled with the Spirit, walked by the Spirit, taught by the Spirit, and live our life by the grace and power of God and glorify Him to the maximum. So verses 8 and 9, pretty powerful. Moreover, the ones who are in the flesh under the authority and control of the sin nature, they absolutely are not able to please God. However, you are not in the flesh under the control of the sin nature, but in the Spirit. Assuming that the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit from Christ, this one, the unbeliever, does not belong to God. All right? That brings us to a very important doctrine. The doctrine of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The doctrine of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Point one is definition and description. Definition and description. Subpoint one. God the Holy Spirit indwells the body of every church age believer at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, at the moment of salvation. God the Holy Spirit indwells the body of every church age believer at the moment of salvation, moment of his faith in Jesus Christ. So here you are all sitting here and you have placed your faith in Jesus Christ, and inside of every one of your bodies is God the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit is inside your body. In fact, God the Holy Spirit in the indwelling makes your body a temple. So turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians 3. Now there are no sacred buildings in the church age. In the age of Israel, there was the tabernacle and then the temple. And in the temple was the holy place and the holy of holies. That was the sacred building. And inside the holy of holies, Jesus Christ dwelt and lived in the holy of holies, the Shekinah glory. There was a sacred building, a temple and a tabernacle in the age of Israel. Not in the church age. There are no sacred buildings. This building is not a sacred building. But we got a whole bunch of buildings. Temples. There are temples all over the place. God the Holy Spirit makes your body a temple. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know, and unfortunately many of the believers in Corinth did not know, do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you, lives inside of you? And then turn over to 1 Corinthians 6. 1 Corinthians 6. Verse 19. Or do you not know, and again he's... The Apostle Paul was so great. Here's this fantastic believer, and here he has all of these believers in Corinth who set the world record for reversionism. They set the record for reversionism. Nobody's surpassed that one. They won the gold medal on reversionism. And yet, Paul loved them with infinite virtue love. Every one of them. He loved them with infinite virtue love. They made bad decision after bad decision after bad decision. There were so many things that they did not know and appreciate. And yet Paul loved them with infinite virtue love. And he continued to teach them grace and truth, grace and truth, grace and truth. They made bad decisions after bad decision. Many of them died the sin unto death. Paul kept loving them with tough love, tough virtue love, and taught them the Word of God. Grace and truth, grace and truth, grace and truth. So he says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price, and therefore, glorify God in your body. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. So the Holy Spirit indwells the body of the church age believer at the moment of salvation, faith in Christ. Subpoint 2. The purpose of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is point 2. Purpose number one. To provide a base of operations for the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit has a great title. Pneuma Aletheia, the Spirit of Doctrine, the Spirit of Absolute Truth. So purpose number one, to provide a base of operations for the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of the Spirit. The grace and power of God to live the unique spiritual life of the church age by the spiritual skills. Spiritual skill number one, the filling of the Spirit. A mandate, imperative mood. This is a command. This isn't an option. This is a command. Keep on being empowered by the Spirit. Galatians 5:16. Walk, another command. Walk or live your life by the Spirit, and then you will not carry out the lust patterns of the sin nature. And spiritual skill number two, the teaching ministry of the Spirit, the Spirit of Doctrine, the Spirit of Absolute Truth. 2 Peter 3:18, grow up in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this enables you to fulfill God's plan, will, and purpose for your life. The spiritual life of the church age is the supernatural way of life, and therefore it demands a supernatural power for its execution. And that supernatural power is God, the Holy Spirit, and the power of the Word of God. The Word of God is alive and powerful. Purpose number two. Purpose number two of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. To provide a temple in the body of every church age believer. To provide a temple in the body of every church age believer for the indwelling of Jesus Christ as the Shekinah glory and the indwelling of God the Father. So to provide a temple in the body of every church age believer for the indwelling of Jesus Christ as the Shekinah glory and the indwelling of God the Father. God the Holy Spirit makes a sacred building out of your body. Makes a sacred building out of your body for the indwelling of God the Son and the indwelling of God the Father. Subpoint three. The indwelling of the Spirit is also a sign that we are royal family of God. Not just family of God, but royal family of God. The indwelling of God the Holy Spirit is a sign that we are royal family of God. Now, believers in past dispensations were family of God. They had regeneration. They were born again through faith in Christ. They had regeneration. They were family of God. But now, in this dispensation, the church age, we are royal family of God as a result of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, being in union with Christ, and the universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit in the church age believer. So the indwelling of God the Holy Spirit in each one of you is a sign of the fact that we are royal family of God. And that is far superior to simply being family of God as believers in past dispensations were. Subpoint four. While no believers were indwelt by the Holy Spirit in other dispensations, all believers are indwelt by God the Holy Spirit in the church age. Universal indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Of the church age believer. While no believers were indwelt by the Holy Spirit in other dispensations, all believers are indwelt with the Holy Spirit in the church age. Now there was a ministry that God the Holy Spirit had in other dispensations, but there was no indwelling. Theologically it's called the endowment of the Spirit, but there was no indwelling of the Spirit. It was the endowment of the Spirit, the power to carry out certain tasks. But you not only, it was no indwelling, it was not permanent. You could lose the endowment of the Spirit. In fact, David said in Psalm 51:11, "Take not your Spirit from me." Because all it was the endowment of the Spirit, and it was just for a temporary task, and that was it. And the ministry of the Holy Spirit in other dispensations was, there was some, but it was theologically, we call that the endowment of the Spirit. He was beside them, helping them, but he was not in them. All right. Five. The Holy Spirit indwells the body of every church age believer, but only controls the soul of the believer under the title of the filling of the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18, and walking or living by the Spirit, Galatians 5:16. So the Holy Spirit indwells the body of every church age believer, but only controls the soul of the believer under the title the filling of the Spirit, and that's an imperative, that's a command. Not an option. Keep on being filled or empowered by the Spirit. And another command, peripateo, keep on walking or living your life by the Spirit, Galatians 5:16. All right. Well, that's we're barely getting started here. But, you know, you can only stay on far for the Lord so long without that. So we'll pick it up again next time. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.